Welcome, listeners, to this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster, and we're going to begin today's show with Curtis Mayfield, an R&B track, and one that was used by the Joe Biden campaign. So this is to celebrate the inauguration of Joe Biden. Let's listen to Move On Up.
Just move on up.
Very nice samba by Hartford bassist Matt Dwanzik from his album Wonderful World. And we heard an original composition, Weak Incentive. And Matt Dwanzik is a player coming out of the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz, University of Hartford. That group is Matt Dwanzik on bass, Josh Bruneau on trumpet, Jovan Alexander on tenor sax, Steve Davis on trombone, Andrew Renfro on guitar, Tabor Gable on piano, and Jonathan Barber on drums. And we started out that set with Curtis Mayfield, an R&B classic, Move On Up. All right, we're going to continue on with something from Billy Childs, fine piano player and arranger. He put out a great album in 2020. The album's entitled Acceptance. And let's listen to Leimert Park from Billy Childs. Thank you.
Thank you.
a very fusion-y set there. The last thing you heard was from Jack DeJohnette and John Sermon. Jack DeJohnette, one of the great living drummers in jazz music, and John Sermon, a British reed player who on that played several different reed instruments. I'm sure I heard a baritone sax and a soprano sax and perhaps more on that one, and a lot of electronics mixed into there as well from Jack DeJohnette and John Sermon. An ECM release, The Amazing Adventures of Simon Simon, that one's called, and that goes back to 1981 and has kind of that dated sound from the late 70s, early 80s. We heard a track called Nestor's Saga, The Tale of the Ancient. Before that, we heard from Billy Childs from his 2020 release, Acceptance. We heard Leimert Park. Now, I've been listening to a lot of Chick Corea lately, and I came across this Marion McPartland record, which is actually her jazz radio broadcast. It's entitled Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz Radio Broadcast with Chick Corea. She put out a series of these, and I really like this one. I find it really endearing. And it will begin with a little conversation with Chick Corea and Marianne McPartland, and then they will do a duet of the Chick Corea classic, Spain.
Okay, well, let's see if I can play a little bit of Spain. I sure would love to.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, I always think of this as one of your great tunes, and in fact, years ago I had a symphony arrangement made of this. It's got so many parts to it, so you'll just have to sort of lead me along.
Okay, we'll play just the meaty part and we'll leave the frills off.
The meaty part. Okay, the whole thing is meaty. Okay. All right, you start it and just tell me what to do when.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I love that thing.
Yeah, that was good.
That's wonderful. Well,
that
thank you for letting me.
Very cool. Fantastic.
Thank you.
That last set had some great, great piano players in it. One of them, a young up-and-coming star. His name is Emmett Cohn, and that's from a soon-to-be-released album called Future Stride. We heard Dardanella. And if you haven't heard Emmett Cohn's Monday Night Jam Sessions, you really need to check that out. Look on YouTube or Facebook, and you'll see those streaming sessions that they do. Before that, we heard from two grand masters of the jazz genre, and that is Chick Corea and Marianne McPartland. From her series of playing and conversation called Marianne McPartland's Piano Jazz Radio Broadcast, this one with Chick Corea. And after a bit of conversation, they played a duet of Chick Corea's classic, Spain. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. We're going to finish up with something from the late, great Lee Konitz. Unfortunately, Lee Konitz passed away last year, a victim of the coronavirus, I believe. We're going to hear from his album Motion from 1961, and this is his take on You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Thanks for listening, folks.